All sales managers eventually wind up needing to invest time and effort interviewing, hiring, and training new members of their sales team. How effective are your interviewing skills and efforts? The majority of sales managers don't interview or hire new salespeople on a regular basis, so their interviewing skills tend to be weak or underdeveloped. How strong are your interviewing skills? Most sales managers keep making the same four interviewing mistakes every time they interview new sales candidates. What can you do to avoid making these mistakes? How much time do you spend talking or listening when you're interviewing potential salespeople? As dumb as it may sound, the majority of sales managers tend to do most of the talking during interviews. Most sales managers have never been formally trained on effective interviewing skills, so they tend to wing it when conducting interviews. Most spend so much time selling the candidate on the benefits of working there that they have no time left to hear from the candidate. What can you do to ensure you do more listening than talking the next time you interview someone? Being the only one to interview potential sales candidates is the second major interviewing mistake made by sales managers. The goal of your interviewing process is to learn as much as possible about potential candidates as well as assess how they'll integrate and work within your selling culture. The best way to fully assess a candidate's strengths as well as their weaknesses is to conduct an extensive interviewing process that exposes the candidate finalist to a variety of challenges and issues. The easiest way to gain this insight is to make sure multiple people from your company or team individually interview each potential candidate before making your final selection. You also want to be sure and vary the tone and focus of each interview. Look at the insights you'll gain if a candidate has to demonstrate their persuasiveness and ability to handle pressure interviews that are rushed, hassled, or outright challenging. Selling is not an easy job, and any salesperson hired will face challenging and stressful sales calls working for you and your company. Why not find out how they'll handle these stressful situations before you make them a job offer? The third interviewing mistake made by managers is to not check resumes and backgrounds before making a job offer. We're in a tougher job market right now where candidates are fighting for the opportunity to interview and be hired by solid companies such as yours. Today's hyper-competitive and aggressive market has caused a lot of otherwise honest candidates to exaggerate or to outright lie about their education, military experience, or prior job timeframes and responsibilities. Various studies have identified as many as 3 out of every 4 business resumes include some kind of fabricated listing or false achievement. Lying on resumes has become so prevalent that a number of corporations, as standard policy, double-check all major claims made on candidates' resumes and conduct a police background check before any candidate is called back for a final interview. What do you and your company need to do to ensure you're hiring an honest member of your team? The fourth interviewing mistake made by managers is to not ask challenging enough questions during your interviews. Selling is a tough job. How will you learn if a sales candidate can handle the challenges of selling if you don't push them during their interviews by asking the tougher questions? What kinds of questions do you ask during an interview? Do you have any of your questions organized and thought out in advance? The online sales evaluation available at greatsalesskills.com lists 20 great questions to ask during an interview. These 20 questions are listed in the text version of this month's Sales Manager's newsletter article. By asking the tougher questions during a sales interview, you'll increase your success attracting the best and most qualified candidates, and you'll reduce the number of surprises hitting you once they're in their territory. We know you're good. Now, are you good enough to invest the extra time and effort to increase the strength of your sales interviewing process?